Let's bow ahead and pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
奉主的圣名做见证。
Actually, I was going to give a short sermon on trial and tribulation.
实际上我想用这个苦难作为一个题材。
And then I decided, instead of giving you this little sermon, trial and tribulation, I'll tell you about my trial and tribulation.
与其咱们讲一篇这个小的这个正道，我还不如把我自己经历的苦难跟各位分享。
Many of you maybe ask, you know, how did God call me to want to serve Him full time?
也许各位希望知道那么主如何来呼召我这个作为传人的传道。
I got baptized almost 5 years ago.
我大约在五年前接受洗礼。
And since I got baptized, indeed, my heart has always desired to come out and serve God full time.
自从我洗礼以后我内心就非常希望能够出来全时间侍奉主。
Because during that time when I was thinking to myself, indeed, you know, if I don't live my life to serve God, I feel that I'm going to wither away.
如果我不来全时间侍奉的话，我的生命整个就会萎缩掉。
So and then I realized that the true Jewish church, you need to be at least 3 years and then serve on council members and things like that before you can come out for TTP.
在真耶稣教会里面的规定是必须要受洗三年，而且也要做过教会的负责人才能够出来做专职传道。
And then I just kept all these things in my mind.
所以我就把这些事情存在心里。
And then from Boston all the way to Elizabeth Church, the youth, we always go down there for fellowship or for as a spiritual convocation, things like that.
所以我从波士顿到伊丽莎白教会参加联恩会或者青年的这个联恩会团契等等活动。
And several times you would rent a van and you know, bring most of the youth to Elizabeth Church. And then on our way back from Elizabeth Church, my wife should usually sit beside me.
Is it one occasion?
On many different occasions.
在好几次我们坐这个面包车到这个伊丽莎白教会，然后我们在这回程的路上那么我的这个太太坐在我旁边。
So after the special convocation on our way back home, and then when I look at my wife, she always started crying.
可是当每一次我们从伊丽莎白教会回去的时候我看到我太太在哭泣。
And I just ask her, I say, why are you crying?
那我就问她为什么你哭呢？
She's like, for some reason or another, I...know that God is going to take you away from me.
因为他说我感觉到神会把你带走。
And this happened many times. She went on her way back home. She cried.
这个事情已经发生好几次了。
Then I always make I always tell her, I say, we only came to Christ not so long ago. Why do you, you know, feel or think like this?
我跟他说我们只信主不多的时候怎么会有这种事情发生？
And during this time, I never mentioned to anyone that I have a desire to come out to serve God.
我在那个时候并没有跟任何一个人讲说我希望能够来全时间的侍奉。
Because during this time, I also was going to school for my continuing education.
我在那个时候我也在学校里面上课。
And then during that time, just keep, you know, I try to cultivate myself as much as possible.
我这个在这个想法一直在我心里面。
Because I know that most of the pastors or most of the holy workers, you know, they are born in church and their biblical knowledge is vast. And for myself, I hardly know the Bible.
对我来说，跟其他弟兄姐妹们不一样的地方是，我们教会有很多的圣工人员、专职的传道，他们是从小就信主的，对圣经很熟悉。可是对我来讲的话，我是信道并不太久，对圣经知识不是很多。
I was saying to myself, even I'm baptized 20 years, I'm still far behind.
我甚至跟我自己说，就算我信了20年那么我还远远的落在别人的后面。
So when the TT application came out, then I decided to fill it out.
可是当这个当这个招考这个神学生的表格到了以后。那我就填了这个表格。
And during this time, I just feel so joyful thinking about, you know, about, you know, serving God.
我的心中非常的喜悦尤其是我能够去侍奉主。
Because during this time, I also talked to maybe 2-3 other youth. They also want to come out.
我也跟其他的两三位青年提到那么有关于这个侍奉事情，当时他们也希望能够出来侍奉。
And then, of course, for one reason or another, they just feel it's not their timing yet.
可是他们在那个时候都认为时间还没有到， 他们自己的时间还没有到。
But for myself, I'm just saying, oh, this is, I just feel so joyful just thinking about it.
对于我自己来说，甚至我去想这个专门侍奉的事情，心里就非常的喜乐。
And during this time, I just want to share with you, between my wife and I, with school loans and things like that, we almost owe $100,000.
在那个时候。我们还欠了差不多有10万块钱的贷款。
And as a social worker, I hardly make any money.
作为一个社会工作者，我并没有挣很多的钱。
And then at the same time, to come out to serve God, I didn't worry about those kind of things.
可是当我想到要出来侍奉神的时候，这些事情并没有引起我的烦恼。
And then when I went to take the test, the TTP test in Irvine Church.
我到尔湾教会参加这个神学生的考试。
One of the pastors, he came to me and he asked me, Rudy, are you sure you want to do this?
那么有一位传道问我说，马弟兄，你真的要来当传道吗？
When he said this, he wrapped his arm around me and tried to comfort me.
他事实上是想我来安慰我。
And then I say, why do you ask this kind of question?
所以我心想说，你为什么问这个问题？
And he said, you know what it's like to become a pastor?
他就跟我说，你知道当传道人是怎么回事吗？
Then he started to explain to me.
他就跟我来解释，来说明当传道人究竟是什么样的一种生活。
And he said, "Being the work of God is like getting your skin peeled very slowly."
他说，作为一个传道人，就好像你的皮一层一层的被扒下来。
Until your skin is all peeled, that's the only time you can go and be, you know, and can sacrifice yourself completely.
就是说，你的皮都被扒光了以后，完全的破碎自己以后，才能够出来侍奉主。
Of course, in that time, I was scared. You know, when he said this kind of stuff to me.
他讲这种话，听起来是挺吓人的。
Then I just say, you know, if God's will and everything will go well with my test.
所以我自己认为说，如果是神的旨意的话，那我就这个考试就应该会通过。
Of course, the testing is also pertain a biblical knowledge.
当然那个考试说。这个所出的题目都是有关圣经知识。
And biblical knowledge I don't have.
我并没有太多的圣经的知识。
So pretty much, you know, the chairperson is saying, Rudy, what happened if you don't even pass the biblical knowledge? What can we do with you?
所以当时那么总会的主席问我说，如果您这个考试基本的考试都没有通过，那怎么办
？Of course, during this time, I say God's will be done.
可是我的心里面始终有个信念，说神的旨意。
And also the GA, they were so worried that I always experience evil spirit.
那么总会他们有一项他们比较担心的事情，是因为我有这个常常有这邪灵接触邪灵的经验。
And they say many members who will get baptized and come to a true church, they experience maybe one or twice evil spirit, but you experience them more than 20 times.
他们跟我说，在耶稣教会信徒洗礼以后，也许有碰到邪灵的工作，可是只有一回两回。可是你已经经历了20几回。
During the Q&A, during the Q&A, they asked me, "Did my father put a voodoo on me or something? That's why I feel so much. I experience so much evil spirit."
在他们这个。在他们跟我这个问话的当中他们问那个问题，是不是我的父亲放了一些邪咒一些符咒我才会这样常常有这种见到邪灵的工作。
Because of course it's not, because we know that the spirits in us is much greater than the spirits in the world. So of course I have the Holy Spirit. Of course I say no.
当然我们是有圣灵的人我们圣灵这个圣灵能够战胜过这个邪灵。
And then praise and thank God, the next morning, one of the instructors called me and said, you know, indeed God have accepted me to go to TTP.
所以第二天早上有个传道告诉我说那么这个是神的旨意你已经被接受成为神学生。
And then the first person I call is my wife.
所以我就先打电话给我的太太。
I didn't have to say anything. She's like, I know God have called you.
所以她跟我说，我知道，神已经呼召你了。
And praise and thank God, because all this time God has prepared her heart that He will call me to serve Him.
所以很感谢神那么他再次呼召我出来侍奉。
And then they say they're going to postpone the TTP until a year later.
后来他们告诉我说，这个神学班的这开班的时间要延迟一年。
Praise and thank God, this is a time I have more time to cultivate myself.
也感谢神，使我有这段时间能够继续灵修自己。
And then a couple of months before I went to a TTP, I had some trial and tribulation.
在我正式参加神学训练之前几个月，我经历了一些这苦难的事情。
I mentioned to you earlier that my father was hospitalized.
我今天早上提到说，当时我的父亲入院。
But the first time he was struck with cancer, and then after prayer and after God's mercy, that he was better.
当第一次他这个患癌症的时候，弟兄姐妹们的祷告。那么他的这个病况好转。
And then last November, so that he went back into the hospital because the bone marrow transplant that he the bone marrow transplant that he had did not take.
所以在去年十一月他就入院，因为这个骨髓移植这个骨髓移植并不成功。
So during this time that he went back to the hospital.
所以他就再次入院。
And during this time, they told him indeed that this bone marrow transplant, we're going to try to do the bone marrow transplant again, but this time it's very heavy dosage.
他跟我父亲说，这一次这个骨髓移植那么会比较痛苦，因为他们又比较用强的药性。
Of course, it's like a month and a half before I come to TTP.
这个事情发生我差不多大概发生在我要参加神学训练的一个半月之前。
But praise and thank God, my heart was still filled with joy.
可是很感谢神，我的心里依然充满喜乐。
But during that time, I also encountered for myself that I was bleeding very heavily when I go to the bathroom.
可是我这个时候也发生了一件事情，就是我在上厕所的时候有出现这个出血的情况。
When I go to the bathroom, my stool would be full of blood.
在我的这个排便里面有这个有血液。
And then the first day, I said, "Oh, maybe just something I ate or something happened to me." And then I say, "I'll wait till the second day."
初初我不以为意以为是我吃的东西吃了什么东西造成的。
And the second day, I talked to my doctor because I was still bleeding very heavy, actually even more than before.
所以第二天我依然有出血。
And he said, "You definitely need to go and get X-ray, make sure you know everything is okay with you."
所以我跟大夫说了以后，他建议我去照 X 光确定。一切正常
because the bleeding is too heavily.
因为我的这个出血非常的严重。
And then I said to him, I'll wait till the third day.
所以我跟他讲说，我等到第三天。
And then if the third day I'm still bleeding, then I will go to the doctor.
如果第三天我依然有出血的话，那我一定要去看大夫。
And then the third day when I went to the bathroom, I still also bleeding very heavily.
那么到第三天我上厕所的时候，那么依然有出血。
Then a thought came into my mind.
所以我有心里有个念头。
I say, Lord, I'm still so young.
我说主啊，我还年轻。
Lord, I still have so many years to serve you. If you take me now, how can I repay your love?
我如果现在您就把我接去的话，我又怎么能够回报您呢？
Please allow me to show how much I love you and how much I appreciate that you came down to die for us on the cross.
主啊，我非常感谢你为我们来到世间，为我们死在十字架上。
And with that thought, that same night, the bleeding stopped.
当我有这些念头的时候，当天晚上这个出血就停止了。
And I praise and thank God.
感谢神。
And then one morning, I had to take my wife to work because she worked right in downtown Boston.
有一天早上我把我太太送到这个波士顿的城里上班。
For some reason or another, during that time when I, you know,During that time, for some reason, my wife had to go to work early, maybe around 5:30. So I took her to work before I go to my work.
就在那一天，我太太要提早上班所以我她那是差不多五点多钟上班，所以我就提早把她先送去，然后我自己才去上班。
So when I drop her off, I went on the bridge, and then my route is go right into the tunnel.
那么我送完她以后。那么我就要走这个隧道。
So while I was on my way into the tunnel, all of a sudden there's a sweeper truck. He had to stop very quickly.
就在我的前就在我要这个进这个隧道之前有一个扫地车那么他刚好这个突然停止了。
I also had to stop very quickly.
那我也要这个马上刹车。
And then I look behind me, the guy behind me, I know he's not going to be able to stop.
那我在我背后的车子我知道他没办法能够刹住。
He was going about 40 or 50 miles per hour, and I know he's going to crash into me.
我知道我后面的车子的速度差不多是40到50英里的时速，所以他一定会撞上我。
And during that time, I just look at my rearview mirror, and then all of a sudden, I just feel force behind me, and he hit me from behind in my car, because back then I have a sports car. So the car went underneath the sweeper truck and bounced back out.
我那时候感觉到后面的就很大的力量，那么就是这个就撞上我的车子。那时候我是有一个跑车，那这跑车就撞到这个前面这个扫地车的后面，然后再弹出来。
The hood came all the way up. The hood of the car came a smoosh, all smoosh in.
啊，那么前面的这个车子，这个前面的车子这个整个都扁进去。
And then both airbags came out.
啊，那么这个气带。
And then the windshield broke.
啊，那么这个挡风玻璃也碎掉了。
But during that time when I was looking in the rearview mirror and I see him come to hit me, and then during that time I feel there's a hand grab me and comfort me, and it was unbelievable.
啊，可是就在那个车子撞上的时候，我感觉到有只手那个抱住我，我感到非常的舒服。
So even though my car is total, I just opened my door of my car and I walked out. I don't even have a scratch on me.
啊，虽然我的车整个撞烂了，啊，可是当我出去的时候，啊，我确实。这个毫发这个没有损伤。
Praise and thank God.
啊，感谢神。
Because the accident was so bad that I caused all the traffic for miles, and even the helicopter came and they take picture of my car and things like that.
啊，因为这个车祸，那么造成严重的堵塞啊，甚至直升机啊要飞来啊这个照相。
Because later on, my parents told me that they saw me on the news, you know, from the helicopter, they see my car as being crashed and things like that.
后来我的父母告诉我说，他们都从电视上。看到这个整个车祸，那我也被摄入镜头里。
But for non-believers, they really don't understand how I didn't even have a backache, a neckache, a scratch, anything. With when my car is total, it's almost impossible.
很奇妙的是，虽然我整个车子撞坏了、撞烂了，可是我一点这个损伤都没有。
Even my insurance company say, Woody, maybe you're not hurt now, but you get a claim that you are hurt. Maybe 2-3 weeks from now, you'll be hurt.
那么，我这是保险公司的。他跟我讲说你现在虽然是没有感到什么疼痛，也许几个星期以后你就会感到不舒服了。
Of course, if I'm not hurt now, I hope I have the faith I'm not going to be hurt later.
虽然现在我也没有感到任何的不舒服，我希望以后也不会有任何的副作用出现。
For the same week, one of my coworker, she used to do internship at my work.
在就是那个星期，我有个同事，他跟我一起实习。
Because I got to an accident on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't remember exactly. But on that Friday, when I was looking out of my office, and I see also a helicopter and stuff like that, and I was wondering what's going on.
我那个车祸大概是在星期二或星期三发生的。就在星期五那天，我看见这个直升机飞过我的办公室。
And then later, I found out that my coworker she got into a bad car accident.
后来我就我得到个消息，说我的那个同事那么发生一桩车祸。
During this time, she was 7 months pregnant.
在那时候，她已经怀孕七个月。
And she was on her way back from with her husband from the hospital.
她刚好是从跟她的先生从医院回来。
But her husband was not so patient, so because it's traffic, he tried to cut through the gas station.
那么他的先生开车很没有耐性，就想要越过这个gas station.
Yes, gas station.
这个汽油站。
And because the car, they have also a moonroof.
因为他的这个车上面车顶是可以开的。
So when he cut through the gas station, maybe he's going about 15 miles per hour. The most he can go is that fast. But he hit some kind of bump.And then he flipped over.
那么他因为他的车时速大概只有40里左右速度，但他就撞到一些撞到个硬块。
So when the car flipped over, my coworker her head went right through the moonroof.
那么当这个车子翻出去的时候，那我这个同事的这个头就撞出去这个车顶。
Then the glass from the moonroof cut her head right off.
那么他这个那个碎玻璃。就把他的这个把他的头割掉了。
So during that time, I really reflected my accident.
那么这个意外使我非常非常的震惊。
But even for my coworker, the accident was not really as even maybe 20% of my accident, but she got killed very quickly.
我的这个同事发生的车祸的严重性还没有我所发生那个。严重性20%，可是她的生命就没有了。
But thank God they be able to save her, save the baby.
很感谢神哈，但是他们能够把这个体内的婴孩保住。
So for my accident, for me not to have a scratch, is a mercy of God.
所以我自己所经过的这个车祸却毫发未伤，实在是很感谢神。
And during this time, my father also actually during this time, my father he still was very ill.
就在那个时候，我父亲还是病得很严重。
And even right now, that he found out that the bone, the second bone marrow transplant that he has, did not take again.
他第二次的这骨髓移植啊也不成功。
So this means that his brother's cell is eating up. Actually, his brother's cell is supposed to eat up his cell because his cell is cancerous. But rather, his cell is eating his brother's cell. So that means it did not take.
所以这个癌细胞啊是破坏这个好的细胞，所以没有办法。所以这个骨髓移植不成功。
And as I speak to you, indeed, my father is dying.
He's dying.
He's dying.
就在这个现在我父亲的情况非常的严重已经没有什么希望。
Of course, dying is nothing.
这个死亡对人来讲算不了什么。
But dying without God is very pitiful.
可是人离世的时候没有主的同在。
So I ask all of you indeed to pray for my father so he also come to know Christ.
我也请各位弟兄姐妹继续为我父亲祷告希望能够他来能够认识。
And then I was ready to go to TTP now.
那么在那个时候我准备要去参加神学训练。
So in January, I went to Bowen Park Church.
所以在正月份的时候我到波恩教会参加训练。
So when I went to the first day, of course, I met the instructor and I went there, I had three luggages.
我第一天到去报道的时候提了三件行李。
Just my shoe and my undergarment is already one luggage.
我的这个衣服跟这个替换的这内衣裤就装满了一个箱子。
And then the instructor he looked at me and said, "Woody, you got to live a simple life."
所以当时的导师就跟我讲说，马弟兄啊，你要过一个很简单的生活。
And then I look at his luggage. His luggage is like this big.
我看到他的这个行囊啊。
And half of it
只是一个小小的行囊，差不多只有我的一半而已。
And half of it is full of his books and full of his notes.
可是他一半的行李里面都是这个书籍。
I brought two big towels with me.
那我带了两个大的这个毛浴巾。
He has a towel about 8x10, like this big.
那他的浴巾只有十寸乘八寸。
I say I just wiped the side of my face, the towel will be all wet already.
他那个浴巾我只是用来擦脸就整个都会湿透了。
So he said, "No, Woody, you truly need to live a simple life."
所以他跟我讲说，你必须要过很简单的生活。
During that time, I took everything that I have from my house and go to the TTP.
那时候我差不多把我自己所有的家当都带上了。
The reason I took everything because first I like to leave some more closet room for my wife.
我把我自己的家当带上的缘故是因为是我自己的家里面那个衣橱里能够有一些空间让我太太使用。
And plus for the next 2 years, I'd be home maybe only for 12 weeks altogether. 12 to 16 weeks altogether.
因为在以后的两年里面我回家的日子总共加起来一些不过就12个到16个星期而已就差不多三四个月。
I thought I need to bring my clothes and stuff with me.
所以我才把我所有的这个衣服都带上了。
But every time I go home, I took some of my clothes back. So now I have only a luggage.
可是后来我每次回家就把我带出来的衣服又带回去了，所以现在我只有一个小小的行囊就够了。
So I try my best to live a simple life.
所以我就是尽量设法过一个很简单的生活。
But growing up in this country is not that easy.
生活在美国不是一件容易的事情。
Just my T-shirt have 14-15 T-shirt underneath.
我差不多有10件到15件的内衣。
I know the pastor have only one or two. They just wash it every other day.
当时我们的传道只有一两件内衣，他们就是。每天都洗，然后把它晾干了。
Because every morning I go out and I can see they're hanging undergarment stuff on, you know, and they just hanging out in the sun.
所以每天早上我可以看见传道们就把他们的内衣裤的晾在阳光下面。
Because for me, I grow up, my mother she always bleach everything.
因为我过去的这个生活里面是我妈妈把所有东西都用这个都把它洗过，都漂白过。
And of course, for me, you know, I play a lot of sports, so I sweat a lot. So by washing by hand, my mind, I say, it could never be clean.
因为我常常是运动，所以汗流了很多，所以我一直认为说用手洗是洗不干净的。
Until this day, I cannot wash my clothes by hand.
所以直到那个时候，我没有办法这个用手来洗。
Oh, yeah. Maybe someday I'll be able to do it.
所以我希望以后到今天我也对这个用手洗的并不很灵光。
And I realize indeed to live a simple life is so good.
实际上过一个简单的生活是那样的美好。
Because in the morning you don't have to think what clothes to wear, just whatever you have is there, so you just put it on. As simple as that.
所以每天早上你就是把衣服拿起来穿就好了，不需要担心要穿什么样的衣服。
When I went there, I bought my sneakers, my sandal, my shoes. But the instructor has only one shoe. That shoe is for running, for wearing with dress pants. He do everything with that shoe.
我去的时候带了好几双鞋，拖鞋啊，运动鞋。可是传道就带了一双鞋而已。
I say, what
那个鞋是多用途的。
I ask him, what kind of shoe do you have that you be able to do all that?
所以我就问传道说，你穿的是什么样的鞋子啊？能够有这种多功能的用途。
And he say, shoe is from Africa.
啊，他说这个鞋是从非洲来的。
So since this day, we know that his shoe is an African shoe.
啊，所以我知道他是穿的是一个非洲鞋。
Because that shoe, it looks like a dress shoe, but he can run and stuff in it. But his feet doesn't get bothered by. But if I run with this shoe, I know I have blister the next day.
啊，那我他穿的鞋子虽然看起来像一般的皮鞋，可是有多功能的用途。不像我现在穿这个皮鞋，要是跑路的话，那一定会起这个脚泡。
So the thing I'm trying to do the most right now is to live a simple life.
所以我要过的是一个很简单的生活。
And another thing I need to learn also obedience.
那么我要学习的另外一个功课就是要顺服。
Because as a young man, it's very hard to be obedient to your authority.
一个年轻人，尤其是不能够顺服你的上司。
Especially the culture is so different between the instruction between us, you know, as a pretty much American grown.
因为这个文化的背景非常的不一样。
But nevertheless, I realize the more I obey, not only obey with my words, but obey with my heart, because obey with words is very easy.But truly to obey with your heart, and then you truly can feel the power of God.
表面上的顺从啊，没有不算什么。可是真正从内心里的顺服啊，那么只能更体会到啊，你跟这个神的关系。
That's why I realized when God say, you know, better to obey than sacrifice, and I truly can understand this.
所以我能够了解到啊，听命啊胜于献祭。
Because for us, even though we have different opinion, different ideas, but to work as unity, that's the only time that God can manifest His power.
虽然我们有不同的意见、不同看法，可是我们能够很和睦的在一起，然后那样子才能够使神的能力彰显出来。
Because we are one body and we are one spirit.
因为我们属于一个身体，我们是属于一个灵，同一个灵。
So to obey the GA is really a great blessing because I myself can have a great peace and joy in my heart.
我能够来照着这个总会的事情来办事，来办事情，对我来讲心中是非常的喜乐。
So nowadays when the GA or the instructor say Vudi jump and I say how high.
那么如果那个我的导师叫我说往上跳起来那我就看看我能跳多高。
Because I realize through obedience, I feel peace and I feel complete joy.
真正的这个顺服是一个非常喜乐的事情。
And also disciplined.
还有纪律。
Discipline also a hard thing for a young man.
那么纪律对一个年轻人来讲是一件非常困难的事情。
Especially right now in Pacifica, it's very lonely over there.
尤其是在这个太平洋教会。会使人感到非常非常的孤单。
Because then it's only one instructor, one student. The instructor is lonely, and I'm lonely.
那么因为只有一个讲员，一个学生，彼此都非常的孤单。
For example, the instructor is, you know, he's very interactive. So when we study the book of Acts, for example, so every chapter we would verse by verse we have discussion. So both of us we can now have a break. If he talks, I just listen. If I talk, he just listens. So there's no break at all. So it become very difficult.
因为只有这一对一的上课所以不是他讲我听，就是我听他讲所以我们就是他讲，就是我讲他听。那么我们这种的彼此这样子在讨论可以说没有什么这种可以这种休息的空间。
The instructor also tell me, it's also very hard for him to teach one student only.
所以那个导师也跟我讲，讲员跟我讲说，对他来说是非常这个困难。
That's why,
尤其是这种一对一的上课。
That's why indeed two is better than one.
所以两个人是比一个人好。
And if just two of us, we can just, you know, the first couple of days, we already talk everything we want to talk. So the next month,What else are you going to talk about?
其实我们在上课的几天里面就把所有东西都讲完了。
Because
在下来日子要做什么呢
？Because we pray with one another at least 2 hours a day.
我们每个人每天至少花两个钟头祷告。
And we discuss the word of God at least 4 hours a day.
每天我们花至少四个钟头来讨论圣经。
So the rest of the day we really don't, you know, it's hard to communicate one another because we speak so much right to one another.
在其他的时间里面，我们实在是很难再说别的话，因为我们花了很长的时间在交通了。
That's why brothers, you know, brothers come out and join me for TTP.
所以有弟兄来参加这个神学训练。
So of course, it's two is always better than one.
所以两个总比一个人好。
So when I learned all this, and then I realized when I went to TTP, that first day, when the first class, the instructor also asked me a question.
当我第一天去上课的时候，讲员问我一个问题。
He asked me, Vudi, are you sure you want to do this?
他问我说啊，你真的要一定要来出来侍奉吗？
And he said, there's a door. You know, if you're really not sure you want to do this, you can go back home.
他说门就在那里，你如果确定你不愿意继续做侍奉的工作的话，你就从那门出去。
During this time, I thought that was a trick question, so I didn't say anything. I just smiled at him. That's all.
我觉得当时我没有回答这个问题，只是对他笑一笑。
And the second day, he said the same thing, Vudi. You sure you want to be here?
第二天，那么这个讲员问同样问题，你真的很确定要在这里吗？
And then I started thinking, why he asked me this kind of question?
我就开始觉得很好奇，为什么他一直问我这个问题？
And then the third day, he asked me, Vudi, you sure you want to be here?
第三天，他还是问我这个同样的问题。
And then I said to myself, thank God, I'm sure that I want to be here. I said that to myself, I didn't say it to him.
那时候我扪心自问说，我真的要留在这里吗？
Because he told me, indeed, it's so much better just to be a member.
因为他跟我说，只做一个普通的信徒是比较容易的。
Because he said, when you become a full-time minister, you already put yourself under fire to sacrifice, you cannot take it back out.
因为做一个专任的传道人，你做完全的奉献跟牺牲，再没有退路了。
So during this time, we also study the Old Testament, the prophets, the major prophets, like Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and also Isaiah.
我们这个时候读这个旧约的这个大先知书，比如说以赛亚、耶利米等等。
And we know one of the prophet talking about, you know, how that God did not allow him. Actually, one of the prophet God asked him not to get married. That is Jeremiah.
在圣经里有提到有一位先知就是耶利米先知，神阻止他结婚。
And Ezekiel, God asked him that, you know, pretty much his wife, will he will take his wife away from him.
要以西结来要把他的太太拿走。
During this time, I just think about myself. What happened if my wife, something happened to my wife?
我开始在思考这个问题。如果我太太发生了一些什么事情，该怎么办？
And all of a sudden, that a couple of nights later, I receive a phone call from my mother.
就在几天以后，我的母亲打电话给我。
Actually, during that time, I did not speak to her on the phone, but she left a message.
实际上在她打电话的时候，我没有接到电话，她只给我留话。
And she said, Ha is in the hospital.
他就跟我说那个的丁姐妹已经在医院里面。
And I said, I know my wife for 10 years. She never gets sick. Nothing ever happened to her. Why is she in the hospital?
我跟我太太结婚差不多十年，她从来没有入过院。
Then my mother told me that on her way to Bible study, when she get out of the car toward the house, she fainted and she fell down.
我母亲后来告诉我说，当他们参加这个查经会以后，回到家里面，她出来走在路上就昏过去了。
And then when the brother and sister came out, they see that she was bleeding from her mouth.
他们弟兄姐妹从屋里出来，发现她的口里面有血。
So when she went to the hospital, she lost about 6 pints of blood, like a normal person should have.
他到医院里的时候，他其实失掉了差不多6品托的血。
And then they found out that inside her stomach, there's a bacteria was eating inside her stomach, so she was bleeding internally, but she did not know it.
他的这个病里的这个病毒开始吃他的这个胃，腐蚀他的胃，所以他又出现吐血。
During this time, I always pray to God. I say, God, you know, for me, I suffer much already since from Cambodia until now. So for me to suffer more, it's okay, but please.Don't allow my wife to suffer.
我那时向神祷告说：“主啊，我自从在柬埔寨就开始经过这些苦难，我多受点苦难也无妨，可是不要让我太太受这个苦难。”
Of course, my prayer was denied because my wife she is suffering during that time.
可是神在那个时候没有听我的祷告，我太太依然在苦难中。
And then I realized during that time I never have the thought to go back to Boston.
在那个时候我也没有任何的念头想要回去波士顿。
So when I heard she was in the hospital, some reason my spirit, I was filled with peace and I filled with joy, so I didn't really think anything of it.
当我听到她已经入院 的消息的时候，我的心里面却是那样的平安。
So when I call her on the phone and I talked to her and I say, how are you doing? And she's like, fine, okay, I'll talk to you later then. I didn't really talk to her.
所以在那个我电话里面跟他交通的时候，他说一切都很好。
Because during that time, I just feel so much peace that she is going to be okay.
所以那时候我心里感到非常的平安，因为我晓得她一定会康复的。
But of course, as a husband, I should do more.
作为一个丈夫我实在是应该要多做一点事情。
I should ask her, do you want me to come home to comfort you?
我是应该要问她说，你要不要我回来
？Do you want me to be there with you?
你要不要希望我能够来帮助你？
But instead, I say, God will take care of you.
可是我却跟他说，神 会照顾一切。
Of course, for her, thank God, she also told me that, you know, do not worry about me because Satan, he just want to disturb you from your learning.
可是她跟我说，不要为我担心，因为撒旦，会来骚扰你。
So during this time that she was in the hospital and she testified to me that during that time she feels so much peace and so much joy, even though I was not there with her, but she felt that Jesus was with her.
同样的，她也跟我来分享，在医院的时候，她感到非常的平安，她感觉到主耶稣跟她同在。
And it is quite amazing.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
Because my wife and I, we like best friend.
我跟我太太就好像好朋友一样。
We play basketball together, we play tennis together, we play ping pong together, we go everywhere together. We really spend a lot of time as a best friend. So when I'm not around, for her, she feels like she's, you know, missing me, half of, you know, half of her.
不过她的是像个好朋友一样，因为我们经常在一起打球。那我不在她身边，就好像失去了一个好朋友。
But during this time, indeed, God was with her.
可是就在这种苦难的时候，主耶稣与他同在。
Because she said to me, she never feels so much peace, so much joy. She felt that God was right beside her.
她跟我说，她从来没有感受到这样的平安。她真正感受到主跟她同在。
During this time, I think they also tried to go in to seal the wound that is inside her stomach.
就在这个时候，他们要把她的这个体内的这个这个伤痕这个伤口。
Because after 3 days in hospital, she was still bleeding very heavily.
她入院三天以后还是这个出血。
So the 5th day, they say they need to give her blood transfusion.
就在第五天的时候，医院决定要给她输血。
And we say, of course, blood transfusion is, you know, it's not a bad thing, but at the same time, it's not 100% a safe way to do things.
出血这个输血虽然是这个治疗的办法之一，可是并不是绝对的有把握。
So this is what I thought in a prayer.
所以就放在祷告里面。
So Saturday night, she was prepared to get blood transfusion the next day.
在星期六那天，医院为她准备第二天输血。
And then Saturday night, indeed, when she got up in the morning and Sunday morning, and then her blood count have went up 3 pints.
所以就在星期天的早上，那么她的血液这个量，血液量就增加了这个3 pint 多。
And this is a great miracle within itself.
这是一个神迹。
And now, until now, she is doing really well. Praise and thank God.
从那时候起直到现在，
So now, pretty much, my life at this point, I'm still in TTP. Thank God.
感谢神，直到今日我还是一个神学生。
I think the hardest thing for me is TTP that I miss my wife.
当然，作为一个神学生，对我来讲，就是不能够跟我太太常常在一起。
My wife, I'm not only a husband, but also I'm her best friend.
我太太不但对我来说对她来讲，我不但是她的丈夫，也是她的一个好朋友。
I'm not only her best friend, that I'm her brother, and she is my sister in Christ.
对我们两人来说，我们也是主内的兄弟姐妹。
So then I realized this kind of relationship is very precious.
所以我感到这种关系的宝贵。
But even though I'm about 3,000 miles away from her, but we feel so close to one another.
虽然我们在实质上相隔了3000里。我还是感到说我们非常的接近。
As TTP student, I just go home once every 3 months.
作为一个神学生，我只能每3个月回家一次。
But nevertheless, as we try to draw ourselves closer to God, we also draw ourselves closer to one another.
当我们非常靠近主的时候，实际上我们彼此之间也非常的靠近。
And I truly feel that our love for one another is indeed transcends beyond time and space.
所以彼此相爱的心也就超越了时间跟空间。
Because I never thought I can love my wife more than yesterday, but today I love her more. It's only through the Spirit.
那么借着主的灵我跟我太太更加的密切。
So I say this to comfort all of you who are married, because indeed we only can truly love one another in the Spirit and in the Spirit of Christ.
所以我们在彼此之间作为夫妻间彼此的相爱，是要借着主的灵。更加的超越，才能够感受到这样的密切。
So that's why when we have situation, when we have conflict between a marriage, indeed, we need to kneel down and pray to God.
所以在婚姻出现状况的时候，我们应该要跪下来祷告。
Nobody believes, especially for Gentiles, say I can leave my wife for 3 months, And without seeing her, of course, she, you know, she might cheat on me and I cheat on her. That's what they're thinking.
作为一个对外邦人来讲说，要是夫妻长久啊，那么就是不在一起的话，很可能发生不忠实的事情。
But the greatest miracle that my wife and I become even closer than before.
可是我跟我的妻子却能够啊有这样的密切的关系。
And now, like I said, I'm in Pacifica. Sometimes I feel very lonely.
我刚刚提到说，在太平洋教会，有时候我感到很孤单。
I think sometimes the loneliness is not the physical loneliness, but spiritual, you feel very lonely.
不但在这个实际的肉体上，也是在这个灵性上感到。
Even though in Pacifica, I have no TV, I have no radio, I have nothing. It's just the Bible, the hymn books, and the instructor.
在太平洋教会，没有电视机，没有收音机，只有圣经、赞美诗和讲员。
But nevertheless, this is the first time in my life that I feel so complete.
可是这是我第一次在生命里感觉到这样的圆满，这样的完美。
Because the things of this world cannot complete us, but only in God, indeed, we can be complete.
因为只有跟主在一起，我们才能有这么样深入的、密切的体验。
For me to be complete in Pacifica Church is a great miracle.
使我能够的这样子完美的生活。尤其在太平洋教会是一个也是一个神迹来的。
Because so far 2 months, there may be 7 days of sunlight over there.
在太平洋教会过去的两个月里面只有七天，大概只有七天我们能见到太阳。
But my heart is very joyful.
但是我的心里面感到非常的喜悦。
And I say to myself, indeed, even though maybe the end of this journey, I will not be ordained as a pastor, but I always say to myself, indeed, it's worth it.
就算是我受完神学训练以后不能成为专任的传道人我仍然感觉到这些所有的训练都是非常值得的。
The reason it's worth it, You know, the during these 6 months teach me how to draw closer to God.
因为在过去的六个月里面他们训练我，教导我如何能够跟主更接近。
The reason is worth it. Indeed, I feel that God truly is my heavenly Father.
使我深深体会到神是我真正的天父。
And these 6 months, I think, indeed, will complete me, and I will remember the rest of my life.
在过去这六个月里面的生活使我终身难忘。
So may all of us indeed live in the Spirit.
所以我们要过着属灵的生活。
Because through the Spirit we can be complete.
借着主的灵，我们才能够得以完全。
Because only Christ can complete us in body, soul, and spirit.
只有主才能够来洁净我们的灵魂体。
That is through His sanctification.
借着主耶稣基督的洁净。
By His Word and by His Spirit.
借着他的话语。
May God help all of us.
才能够得洁净。愿主帮助我们。
May the glory and praise be unto Heavenly Father.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的父。
Praise and thank God.
感谢主。很感谢我们听到两位给我们一些美好的见证使我们从这个日常的生活里面都体验到主的存在杨姐妹跟我们分享的有时候苦难对人来讲是有益处的借着苦难使我们能够来就近主是常常神赐给我们这意想不到的平安那么弟兄提到说他如何那么成为一个神学生作为神的工人是要破碎自己那么主耶稣基督也曾经讲过那么要跟随他的话要舍弃一切要背起十字架那么所以过着一种简单的生活那种的体验的确令人非常的向往可是我们过惯了世家的生活要忽然间离开这个城市是件很不容易的事情那么唯有靠主的圣灵才能成就这一切We thank the Lord We hear two beautiful testimonies and Sister Yang testified how did she go through all the sufferings and the pain yet everything has a good will of the Lord and also Brother Wooty mentioned about how he became a TTP student although physically, spiritually, he might feel very lonely, yet with the Spirit of the Lord, everything can be overcome and we can draw near to the Lord daily. 现在让我们同心合意来跪下祷告 Let's only pray together in one accord.